Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Yeah, we talk a lot about our high school football because it is some of the best in the country here. And Larry Bluestein, our South Florida high school football insider, joins us. Blue, I know they are all competitive games, my man, but I did not expect St. Thomas Aquinas, Chaminade, Central, and American Heritage Plantation, and Western, and Homestead all lose on the same first week of the season.
Yeah, well, you know what? A lot of nationally rated teams. I mean, you know, I'm not going to make excuses, but you take a look at the three ESPN games, and there's nothing ESPN could complain about. You had American Heritage on Friday. Excellent games. They all came down to the last drive or last, you know, few minutes. Heritage certainly played one of the top teams, defending state champions from Georgia and Milton, with Luke Nickel, who's headed to the University of Miami quarterback, and he performed extremely well. Then on Saturday, you know, what else can you say? You had defending national champion Bishop Gorman from Las Vegas, loaded up and down the lineup. But listen, St. Thomas stayed with them the entire game.
21-10, man. 21-10 going that second half. You're right.
Yeah, so, I mean, and then just, you know, a couple of mistakes here and there. But, yeah, I mean, and if you see Gorman up close, I mean, you could watch him on TV, but when you're standing like 6 feet from him, 5 feet from him, I mean, it looks like a college team.
Big kids up front,
yeah,
wow.
Very much, but that just shows you how close St. Thomas was with him. And then the nightcap. Listen, I don't think anybody understands. Chaminade lost eight Power Four kids and a bunch of other kids that, you know, graduated and move on. And they took Bosco right down to the last.
Had the lead, I mean, too.
And they had the lead as well. So, I mean, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Obviously, Hoover is a legendary team, and Western, you know, they matched up with Western up front. But the big one was Homestead, you know, losing. And then they had problems last year losing to Palmetto as well. And I said, got a chance last night to see Miami Palmetto and Booker T. Washington. Unfortunately, the weather kind of curtailed it at halftime. But you can see why Palmetto is going to be in the race, especially when we talked at the beginning and I thought, you know, hey, this is Western's year. They're going to run the table. But, you know, as Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friend. I mean, because you have a team like that in Palmetto's that's got balance, well-coached. And then you have Columbus, who obviously today, weather permitting, because I'll tell you what, weather kind of cut into the yesterday.
Yeah, and rough one.
But a great schedule tonight. You know, when you take a look at the games that are, you know, involving our teams, you have Norland and Carroll City. Norland's starting to put things back together. I mean, Carroll City's starting to put things back together. Norland with a big win last night. You know, as they said, you know, football is going right when Carroll City's doing well. And, you know, that they're on the way back up, you know, a couple of years, maybe a year or two away from really contending again. Western and Heritage.
How about that tonight?
Kind of a survival match, you know, because both are 0-1. And, oh, by the way, Western has to play St. Thomas next week. And Heritage has to play Chaminade. And so, yeah, the beat goes on. Another pretty good game to keep an eye on, as we said, out-of-town game. Miami Northwestern, I think right now, emerge as one of the top teams in South Florida. And they could show this evening in Venice that they are one of the best in the state. Venice, as you know, two-time defending state runner-up, scored 63 last week, 60 the week before. I don't think they're going to score 60 against Northwestern, especially with that defense. So Teddy Bridgewater has his team going. I mean, they, you know, this is a really good football program. We'll see tonight. And then probably an under-the-radar game. Our council, Our Lady of Good Counsel of Maryland, who just is stacked with talent. I mean, they have like 7-8 Division I type kids and always a national-ranked team, will play Christopher Columbus at Tropical Park. So I think that's one of the underrated games. You take a look at some of the football talent that's on both sides of the ball. And, you know, you're never going to be able to count a Dave Dunn team out. That's for sure. He's done a great job. And, you know, even though they may have lost a few players. Right after Columbus plays this evening, next week they have St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah, that'll be good. That's good to see, by the way, the two Catholic schools and Dade and Broward playing each other. I like that.
Should be yearly.
Good one. Hey, by the way, let's get back. Coconut Creek. I was surprised to see Northwestern beat up on Coconut Creek the way they did. Did that surprise you a little bit or no? Or do you,
Well, I guess two reasons for that. Creek lost a lot of kids from last year. I mean, obviously on offense. But I'm telling you, I don't think we're giving Northwestern enough credit. I think this is a team. They showed against Palmetto in the kickoff classic. They won 42-7, and then they came back and shut out Creek 45-0. And the thing is as I said last night, even talking to Ice Harris last night about it, the thing about Northwestern is what Booker T is. They're a disciplined inner-city football team, which kind of, if you're an opponent, you got to be afraid of that because they're not going to make mistakes. They're not going to talk a lot. And that's the one thing that Teddy has brought to that team. He's brought discipline, and these kids respect what he does, and they know that if they follow their lead, and he's got really good offensive coordinator and Coach Cox, Torrey Cox, who played there, played at Pitt, played in the NFL, and then Romeo Davis as well, and plus a lot of other good coaches. And that, you know, that's a recipe for success. And, you know, I think that people are saying, well, maybe in a year or two, Northwestern will be back. Joe, I have a feeling that they're
back right now. I thought the same thing. I said it's going to take him a while. Central still kind of the big dog down there, and then I'm like, wow, they are playing a lot better.
Yeah, and bringing up the Central game last week, and I had a
one
chance
touchdown.
To go.
That was crazy. Yeah. One touchdown against Lakeland.
But that's what happens when you have 11 penalties and key penalties and crazy penalties, like, you know, on a third down and long, having a roughing the passer, or having a personal foul when you're going in for a touchdown and then turn the ball over three times. And that's what happened. You can't do that against anybody, especially a team like Lakeland. Hey, let's face it. Lakeland came down. They played, you know, they're a team. I mean, they're obviously a program, two-time defending state champions who are not afraid to play teams now, and they can't because, and we went over this a couple of times already, that if you're going to be regarded as one of the best teams in the country, and you know California and Texas teams always get that, you know, they get that favoritism because they play tougher schedules. So that's why, you know, you look at a St. Thomas and, you know, they've added Chaminade and they've added Heritage and they played Bishop Gorman and, you know, and they play Western. So, you know, they're going right after it the same way that, you know, a Central is. And, you know, Central probably doesn't have the toughest schedule, you know, that they've had. But certainly they're in a situation where who wants to play them? You know, if they don't have to play them, they don't. And that's one of the reasons that St. Thomas and Chaminade belong to the BCAA because they give them their games. All they have to do is go get a few other games outside, and they don't have to schedule, you know, 9 or 10 games on their own. And that's huge because if you're another team and St. Thomas calls you up, hey, you want to play, you know, on a certain day, you're not going to say yes because, you know, that's not going to help your program. And the thing is so great about, you know, this season, and we talked about it last week, every week. every week there's going to be something. As I told you,
good games. Really good games.
Yeah, St. Thomas, Columbus coming up. You also have an opportunity to, you know, to watch a team like Northwestern who play New Orleans in a few weeks. They play Columbus. They play Central. You know, so nobody's ducking anybody. You can't. You know, in New Orleans, after kind of that first kickoff classic loss to Armwood, bounced back last week. They still have Northwestern coming up. They have Chaminade. They got to go to Cocoa. That just shows you where we're at as far as scheduling. And as I mentioned, nobody has a tougher schedule in this state than Heritage. You know, they played Milton, they have Western, they play Chaminade, they go to Naples, they play Central, they play New Orleans.
Wow.
St. Thomas.
You got it. Crazy.
Yeah.
Hey,
so, you know,
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. Before I forget here, University of Miami at Florida. You're familiar. Yeah. Spent a lot of time at both programs, especially during the summer. A lot of the high school camps and guys go up there. What are your thoughts on, first of all, you need to tell people Florida's got a lot of talent before you start getting carried away with a 40-point win.
Right. Well, that's the one thing I noticed. And when I came back from the summer and, you know, seeing that team and seeing them work out and, you know, seeing a lot of the kids and talking to Billy and, you know, some of the coaches, you get a greater understanding that this is not going to be one of those games that Miami's going to be able to come in and just say, hey, you know what, it's going to be 40-8. It's not. And whether they have the talent or not, you know, I've been to enough of these University of Miami, Florida games, even though they kind of like, you know, cut the series short. But back in the 70s and 80s, if you go to Florida Field or you come to the Orange Bowl, it's not a picnic. And the fans are going to get there, you know, at 10:30 in the morning and, you know, do their tailgating. By the time that, and 85% of that fan base is going to be there. And it's one of the five toughest places to play in the country. And, you know, Miami's going to have to come out and, you know, take it to them and not make mistakes. You make a mistake and you get down and that crowd never gets out of it. So, then, you know what, another thing is, you know, we talk about Florida State, Miami and the recruits and how, you know, if you know, oh, this guy, they're going to go with that team or that team if they win. You know, this is probably one of those games where, you know, those, you know, maybe not the seniors, but the juniors and the sophomores who will be in attendance, this could sway them. You know, this could sway them in a game like this. And there's going to be 200-300 kids that are being invited by Florida that are on both teams' lists. So, yeah, and this could be a big game for that. And obviously, you know, I ran into Ben Hanks last night, and you know, his junior. Actually, he returned an interception 103 yards last night for a touchdown. But, you know, he committed to Florida, and he'll be there, and a lot of the commitments will be there. And this is one of those games where it matters. And, you know, again, and then I know the Hurricane fans were upset at me earlier in the week when I thought that Miami would you know, this would be a closer game than people would think. And you know, I mean, and it's only right. I mean, Miami's 12-13 in the last 25 games. It's not like they're going to come in there with a 40-game winning streak, you know. So they got a lot of new faces, a lot of talented faces, but, you know, there's a chemistry thing.
Yeah, I so you think Miami's got a shot to win this, though, at the same time?
Oh, Cam Ward, quarterback. No, this is a four-quarter game. This is a four-quarter way into the, you know, last fourth-quarter game. This could be a last-possession game, but that's what I'm just saying. It's just, you know, you hear the Miami fans, and they've got reason, you know, with Cam Ward and all these other guys that they've added, and Martinez and Brown and all these, you know, the defensive line and defensive front seven, which is probably, you know, by the end of the season, yeah, going to be one of the best in the country. But at the other, you got to respect, you know, the history of a place like Ben Hill Griffin in the Swamp, because, and you know as well as I do, and, you know, playing in that Cal-Stanford game, it doesn't really matter. When you're a rival like that, or you're an in-state rival, it doesn't really matter what records are. It just comes down to, you know, the tradition of the game. And certainly, you know, yeah, a couple of years ago, Alabama came into Gainesville and really didn't have their way. So it's,
yeah,
a tough place to play, and we'll see what happens. But
Blue, I got to tell you, man, that was awesome. Somehow you took an SEC school, Florida Gators, and somehow got Cal and Stanford into that. You were very nice.
You know,
that was very nice. I mean, listen, it's very nice. I don't know if half the kids that go to that game know what's going on and stuff, but you're right,
well,
man. That's
the one thing is we got it.
That was nice job.
We do have a Floridian starting at quarterback for Cal, so
that's right.
Yep, that's a good thing. But I can't wait every week now. You know, I mean, doing this so many years, you kind of have a tendency every week to say, oh, well, this game. But this year, there's no, you know, like today I'm going to take in a doubleheader. I'm going to go see Pace and Gulliver, and then I'm going to go over and see Columbus and the team from Maryland. And, yeah, it's just,
you just make sure they feed you. You make sure those mothers out there get there early. You know, you just make sure those good-looking moms over at Columbus are taken care of. That's all I'm asking, Blue. That's all right?
Don't even get me started.
All right. Hey, Blue, thank you, man. I appreciate
all
you
right,
coming
man, have
on.
A good
thank
weekend.
You. All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Larry Bluestein. You see, we broke him down right there, man. That got him. Those good-looking mothers at Columbus High School. Larry, come over here and grab a bite to eat. Come here. All right, hey, I'll tell you something that I love talking about, and that is somebody can really help you out here. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage really has no life, always working to make sure he can get you approved and help you with what you need, like a reverse mortgage, one of the hottest mortgages going right now. Especially if you're 62 or older, you qualify. And I want to let you know, if you're sitting there with a lot of equity in your home and not where you thought you'd be at 62 years of age, like a lot of folks, hey, this might be perfect for you. One of the hottest mortgages we have going on right now in South Florida is a reverse mortgage, and nobody gets you more equity out of your home. Nobody gets them done faster than Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. I want to let you know a couple things. First of all, first-time home buyer rates, fixed rates in the fives right now for you. Self-employed and been declined by banks, Michael Kotze's got a program for you too. I just want to let you know, when it comes to Michael Kotze getting it done, he can get you approved in half the time of the big banks. This guy's been doing it for 33 years, covering South Florida, making it happen for you when you need it, and you need it fast. This is the kind of things Michael Kotze does. And by the way, if you're sitting right now in a condo and you're retired and you're going, what am I going to do, man? Interest rates are going up, high insurance rates, HOA fees, everything's going up. So now I'm using my credit card to make up the difference at 28, 29, 30% on that credit card. I'm in trouble. It's just a matter of time. I'm going to be so upside down, I'm in trouble. Michael Kotze says, let me relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off. 7 days a week, Michael Kotze can do it for you. 561-441-2730. Call or text him, 561-441-2730, MLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.